The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Now listen, when you remember your New Year's goals that you promised yourself that you would stick to, you remember those, right? HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients and easy recipes right to your door, taking the hassle out of dinner time. Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money? Cut back on expensive takeout, delivery, and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how fast, easy, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant quality meal right in your own kitchen. My family loves HelloFresh. We cook it for dinner typically Monday through Friday. We get it delivered on Sunday, so I don't have to do any meal prepping. I'm already busy. I have four kids. I'm running a business. I don't need to be using my creativity for mealtime. I let HelloFresh do it, and they do it well. Go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB65 and use code TBTB65 for 65% off plus free shipping. Again, that's go to HelloFresh.com/TBTB65 and use code TBTB65 for 65% off plus free shipping. You guys, this is a special episode of The Bold and the Beautiful. We will be sharing with you all some of our favorite moments from the podcast. And before we jump into it, I want you to know this episode is sponsored by HelloFresh, Masterclass, Black Tux, Trail Mix Games, and Care Of. We'll tell you more about the rest of our sponsors later on in the podcast. So, first question from Yolanda Murray. What's up, Yolanda?
What's happening?
How did you guys come up with TBTB?
Actually, it was a view. Wait, what you mean? The name or like doing this together?
Tell them the origin story because you are.
Okay, got it. The origin story of doing it. So I.
Wolverine is.
Over the course of quarantine, I got hip to all dating shows that I think we all have. We did. There was Love Is Blind.
Mm-hmm. Loving the Pods.
We got Loving the Pods. We did 90 Day Fiancé for a little while, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And then we got hooked on.
We was even watching Love After Lockup for a little bit.
Yeah, all the shows. All we the like dating. Love shows.
You heard what she said.
People are coming home from prison.
Come home from prison.
Yes.
Girl was cheating on the boyfriend in prison. Like
I'm going to. We going back to.
It was like fascinating. It was a whole.
Me and Melissa were watching everything.
Everything. And so I started watching Married at First Sight season whatever it was, the one with Deanna and Greg in them, and was like, this has been on for like 9 seasons. Oh my God! How come I never do? And was like addicted, loved it. We did a few episodes with Iris, or a few, it was one. One episode with Iris, one episode with Deanna and Greg. That was it, right?
Keith.
Oh, we did do an episode with Keith as well. And I was like, you know what will be fun? Because I don't feel like I do enough fun content. Mm-hmm. Everything is like, you know, I love a good
Your thing. Marriage is on the rocks. Like, how do you love anymore?
I do love a deep conversation.
Yeah, you do.
I do want to like make fun, make real
Hold
fun
on,
fun.
Let's pause and let me tell you how much Melissa loves deep conversation. There's this game called We're Not Really Strangers.
Great game. Mm-hmm.
If y'all have not heard of it, it
we
is
played
like,
it on the podcast.
Why don't you have a good relationship with your father?
Correct.
And Melissa will be having dinner and she'll be like, y'all want to play this game? Girl, don't nobody want to cry right now. Let's play Taboo, regular game.
We were working on the dating show and I was talking about how certain conversations, just how I operate with like when I meet people, they be deep. And so I was thinking about the first conversation I had with Tony Baker. Someone knew Tony Baker before tour, didn't really know Tony Baker before tour. And so when Kev was on stage, he's closing down. We're kind of getting ready to like get ready, get the merch table ready. And I was like, tell me about yourself, Tony. Like, what's your story? Chad, I learned about his daddy, his mom.
Tony was
about it.
Chad, by the end, I was like, I got it. I know who you are as a person. Like,
why'd you get divorced?
Yes, literally. I found that out then.
Right at the end of the show. Come on.
Okay. Come here. Sit down.
Give me the largest.
I can talk to you. I need to understand who you are as an individual. Learn everything. So anyway, we got finished that. Angel had just, this must have been after Here's the Thing.
Yeah,
it must have been after Here's the Thing. And the new season was starting. I was like, you know what would be fun? for two couples to like review this show and offer their perspective as being married, talk about these folks, you know, newly getting married, working through those kinks, because we've been in it for a while. We know a little bit of something. And that's how it blossomed.
And Melissa, it was so funny because Marcus was so honored. I was like, Melissa just texted me and wanted to see if I wanted to, if we wanted to review Married at First Sight.
I said,
no, let me see if she wants you too. And she was like, yeah, the couple. And Marcus was like, she wants me too.
I was like, no, it was like a back and forth. Like, no, she's said that because she thinks that you want me on there. She didn't say Ann
Marcus. Marcus,
she don't want me there. She just like, oh, she must want him. Come, yeah, that's him too. Yeah, I want that nigga.
But you know why? Because I'm often the add-on for Kevin. Anytime I do anything, I always make a point of being like, if it's one of Kev's friends and it's the guy, is your wife available? Can she come as well? Mm-hmm. If it's a woman, is your husband available? Can he? I know, because I'm often the other, so I make a point to like know everybody.
I was always the other up until that point. Other than Black Love. Yeah. Have we done that yet?
What you mean?
Yeah, we did Black Love. Yeah.
I'm like, you mean yes? The current season.
I'm saying, hey, we already recorded.
Yeah. We hadn't done this. So that is the origin story of TVTV, and then one of the viewers gave us the name, and we were like, yes, because it was the Taints and the Ain'ts for 2 seconds.
That was also given by Melissa.
I love it. Oh,
if we weren't in COVID, two things. COVID probably brought us together more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because.
Because y'all didn't mess with us for prior.
Let's have it all out. How are we supposed to message y'all?
Listen, he's talking about my mama.
We used to see Angel at every...
Wait a minute. Angel
at every party in LA of black people who had kids.
That's a fact.
We were like, bro, Angel know everybody.
Angel let me know the day of the party. I'm like, I got stuff I'm trying to do.
But half the time, Carol would be telling me the day before, and I'd be like, I'll roll up.
That's one thing I missed with yours. They didn't get to have their party.
I know.
Because that was black.
That happened a couple times. It was so fun.
Oh, they had the best.
No. Yeah.
But, I don't remember how we started hanging out, because when we started Kevin on Stage Studios at the old office, we started having Angel on more.
Yeah, you DM me was like, I would love to have you a part. I was like, okay.
See, that was me reaching out. You talking about we didn't mess with y'all. I reached out to you, Angel.
Because. No. Right. I first did the reach out.
First reached out?
To your wife. She was on my show first.
That's what, true. Mommy Confession?
Yes. Confessions.
That was not before you.
I added that to my PR kit.
But no, didn't we do that?
Yes,
podcast?
It was.
You may have seen me on.
No, that's how we got asked to do the podcast.
That's
because you didn't even have the studio yet, because we did the Love Hour in your house.
That's real. Like when we were first, they were like our first guests when we relaunched.
The very first.
How did you find out about Marcus and Angel?
No, I did a thing at All Death.
No.
Oh, she found out. It was the Love Hour was returned.
Yes.
So how did you find out about Liz then?
No, I did the show up thing, and somehow when you guys met,
show
up for yourself video.
Okay.
Somehow when you guys met, maybe it was at ADD.
Yeah.
Your sister ADD. Your Angel's sister watched the video, encouraged her to run for public office.
My sister
watched the video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes, and that's why she ran for it.
And then Angel told you, and then you told me, and that was my first introduction to Angel. And shortly thereafter. Whatever the time period is, I don't remember. I did Mommy Confessions.
Boom.
But that was probably...
You gonna do the wine
2 years ago, because it was right after I quit.
Yep.
2 years ago, you did Mommy Confessions?
It was right... I think I did it...
It was in October. I remember.
That's a full 2 years ago then.
That's what I'm saying.
I remember talking about you quitting on the...
Yeah, exactly.
It was terrifying.
This is when you quit for real, for real?
Yes.
For real.
I had just like...
You quit in October because you went to Italy.
Exactly.
Italy, so it's in Europe.
I think that you are going to rise to the occasion more than what you're saying right now,
because
if they come home confused about something or something not going right, you gonna be like, dear Mrs. Peter,
what's her name?
Mrs. P.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm gonna do all that, but I'm gonna be like, I will be the one to organize this. Send me all the information needed. This and the other three events hosting this winter. Thank you. That ain't gonna be me.
Marty's Angel, gonna make sure my kids are taken care of.
Daily.
Not all the kids.
Angel was up there daily.
These are just the Texas children. It's all my responsibility.
I just be wanting them to have a good experience. And sometimes other parents be whack. And I be like, nah.
Me. Whack.
I'll be pissed off. I'll be like.
Angel gonna come off the tour just to be like, all right, PTA meetings, baby, I'm here.
I am here.
Setting up.
What y'all talking about?
What's that called? Scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I go to a couple of them and it was either Marcus's dad or Angel's husband. Yeah, that's me.
Them kids, everybody.
Your name is Marcus, and they don't even know they call you Marcus's dad.
Yeah, what's your husband's name? It's the same as my dad.
Because you know what it turns into? The kids make friends. Mm-hmm. And then them friends have birthday parties.
Yep.
And guess who got to go to these birthday parties?
It was me, but why can't they go to birthday parties?
Oh, they can go. They can go, they can Uber there.
No.
Because now I got to sit and talk to some. I don't.
And Marcus be making it known that he don't want to talk to them. They can feel the energy.
I'd be like.
And that is mission accomplished.
If I could hire their kids without having to go, it's like the only reason I go to the other stuff is so my son has kids to come to his stuff. If he didn't care about parties, I'd be like, forget y'all.
If the look on my face makes you feel like he don't want to talk, that was what I was trying to do.
That is Marcus.
The intended result.
Yeah, Kev, and you know, Kev just.
But see, Kev looks like he's intentionally looking at something. Marcus is radiating. I hate everyone.
Make eye contact.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, turn around. Keep going.
Turn around.
You next.
You're next.
What's your name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Next. Instead of talking to these fools about what the sports the kids are in and traffic in the morning. Shut up.
That's how I be at the soccer practice. All the parents get out and stand by the gate and talk. I be like, blech.
Best thing I could have did was start coaching my son's track team. Keep me from talking to the parents. Get out here and talk to y'all's kids. Why is my son running? Because he don't listen. Just like my son, he out there running with him. They talk too much.
He's the worst.
Marcus is hilarious.
Angel's organizing the game. He's like, this ain't your kid's party.
No, listen, I did not do that much on the track team. I assisted you in coaching, and that is it. I let Ina do all that mess.
Who asked you to assist in coaching?
You needed it.
See?
Because you were showing up late. I would get there before you.
Because I was at work.
Right. So that's why I assisted you, because I knew you were coming, and the kids would just be standing around.
Hey, it was all about it. You see on the other side of the track trying to run with these kids.
Me stretching. Oh, tell them about the boy. Tell them about it. I know this is so off topic, but this is such a funny story.
Y'all. So, I'm trying to leave names out of it. So a lot of times, I don't know if you coach any teams.
I did. I coached some basketball.
So a lot of times, it's just the parents wanting to get the kids off their shoulders for the day.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You end up being a babysitter. So there was this one kid. I think he was a little bit on the spectrum. Mm-hmm. But he was probably about my size. He's your size, kid.
He was shorter, but a thick boy.
Dang. Thick. Like,
Ruben.
Oh, my God. Like, he type kid, sat in the car, suspension going down a little bit.
Dang. It's a big boy.
So, of course, he didn't like to run. He had a little. With me, he was good. Like, he listened, did what he was supposed to, even if he had attitude. But when it came to his mom, they were arch enemies.
Oh, I mean, they were going to fight. Like, physically.
Like,
fight.
Physically get into it.
Oh, wow.
So she'd be like, Coach Tank, could you tell him to just get in the car? I'd be like, I'm going to call him Jeffrey. It wasn't his name. Jeff, go get in the car, man. He'd just go do it, right? So he's running. This is at a track meet.
You're going to have to do it behind me.
Hold on, let me set it up. So this is the 400. Uh-huh. That's one time around.
One full lap.
One full lap in this little age group. I don't know why. I don't know. This wasn't my idea to put him in this race.
400's a long race.
400's it's a long race for that age.
It's a long race.
So they take off. Of course, little Jeffrey was the last one. Okay. Because he wasn't athletic. He's too big for his age. He's coming down through it. And I was always the, I'm a coach on the football field.
jogging or meeting the kids at different points to coach them. Like, don't listen to your parents. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Listen to me. Keep this pace. Slow it down a little bit because you got to pick it up.
Right.
So, what are you
going to
do?
I'm moving out of the way. Oh.
So this is, so his mom then got on the football field where she ain't supposed to be.
Make the mom the camera.
So y'all the mama. I'm Jeff, and he's running, and y'all out here is like, go Jeff, go, you can do it. Shut up, mom! You shut up! Just shut up! And he's, I mean, and people are like cheering him on. You know that last kid, everybody's like, I'm ready! Shut up! You shut up, mom! Just shut your mouth! That's it. Because I'm running like, I'm jogging like, I stopped, I'm like, I can do.
He had all the smoke.
Oh my God. He had no energy, but when his mom stepped into the picture, that boy hulked
up. She was just trying to cheer him on.
Oh, she was cheering him on.
He didn't want to hear her voice. He did not like it.
Shut up!
Our next sponsor is Masterclass, which is one of my favorite platforms because you're getting to learn from the experts in their industry, in their craft, people who you admire. Some people you might not have known but have a wealth of knowledge that you can jump into. With Masterclass, you can learn from the world's best minds anytime, anywhere, and at your own pace. You can learn from Elaine Witteroth on designing your career. You can also learn from Chris Voss, and he teaches the art of negotiation, or someone who I'm really getting into, Alexis Ohanian. Oh, yes, he's going to teach you how to build your own startup. Now, for me, there are a couple of people on here that I have been following for a long time in their career, and so I was shocked when I was able to see that they had a class. There's someone I kind of love, okay. You may know her as Kris Jenner. She has a class on here that is phenomenal to be able to understand how she was able to build the empire that she has built with her family. Now, one of the things that I absolutely love about Masterclass is that you can take it at any time, anywhere. It's not necessary to sit down and consume a full class from start to finish. You can get insights from individual lessons, and you can learn in 10 minutes. Like, it's so great. You don't have to sit there and think you have to have a whole hour, 2 hours. You can learn in little chunks. I personally have found that some of the classes, like they have one by Shonda Rhimes on writing, the things that she does with talking about story and character development, like, you're not going to get that just from anywhere. Only at Masterclass are you going to be able to get that type of knowledge, okay? So I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every class. And as a The Bald and the Beautiful listener, you'll get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/TBTB now. That's masterclass.com/TBTB for 15% off Masterclass.
Come on, let's do piercing. I'm cool with getting another piercing, but do a tattoo.
I'm not doing a tattoo. I've just decided.
She said I can't. She's like, I've just decided. One day, the right tattoo is going to come across your eye. You're going to be like, now that could be
I need to see it on someone with, like, deeply, richly melanated skin.
And you are similar color.
Yeah, we're similar colors.
Question.
We're not, though.
Melissa, swear she's darker than everybody on Earth.
But I'm definitely 375. You're like 350.
Maybe I'm 357. No, you're 375.
What do these numbers mean?
If you're 375, babe, I'm 370.
You being that.
I'm 370.
Are y'all really calling out oven temperatures?
That's the most I thought it was like a makeup term.
That's the most
mom thing I've ever heard. Mara, you 200 on the oven. You are simmer.
You're keep warm.
You are warm. You are.
They said keep warm.
Marcus is under the oven. You know you have the stuff on.
You keep me
warm. He's that first chick under preheat.
Yeah, you don't belong in the beige, boy. You don't belong in the conversation.
Preheat. He said beige, boy. Fool. Melissa, we are not that far. I wore your foundation.
Melissa
in my day
thinks
one.
She is darker than everyone.
I literally wore her foundation in the makeup tutorial.
She did. My foundation will blend into your skin.
And what I'm trying to say is that You can get a tattoo with color on it.
You have a tattoo with color?
Yes.
Well, let me see.
It's on my hip. I'm not about to get undressed.
Is that your only tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's on my hip. I'm only getting one more tattoo.
But you... That's it.
Was that your first straight
time? No, I had said something and I had it in my mouth.
Only tattoo I would get is right here.
Okay,
that's like my wedding anniversary.
Perfect, do it. Y'all gonna be together forever. Come on, I'm here for that.
I've been thinking about tattoos.
I feel like that's gonna hurt though. It's on your bone.
I want to get tongue life right here.
Angela is the biggest peer pressure person I know.
I'm a peer encourager. Big difference. I encourage experiences.
I gotta get another grill, y'all.
They have great memories.
TSA stole my grill.
Me too.
I gotta get another grill too. I've been doing Invisalign, and I have to get another.
Is that not where you work?
No, he's working at
a different TSA.
Oh, I'm about to be like, bro, I don't think it's you.
Stop.
I work for the airport.
He just works.
We are remodeling the airport.
Oh, airport adjacent.
Yeah,
got you.
He'd be at the airport.
Airport adjacent.
No.
Wow.
It was strong.
Yeah. It's so much. It's so a lot.
I be usually, Marcus be drinking stuff meat.
He be drinking rock gut stuff. Stuff that a just.
I tend to drink things that are cold. Marcus be drinking it meat.
No.
But it's neat. You feel the flavor more.
Yeah, she love meat stuff.
Wait, I want to taste it.
I thought you had some.
I did not start drinking the rosé. I just finished it up.
Listen, girl, I'm not just drinking that dark like that.
No, I don't.
Why are you going to do it, Melissa?
Because I just, it's experience.
Just try it.
And don't sip that because it's going to be awful. You got to just let that.
Yeah, let it out.
Taste like, smell like it would be good in a dessert, though.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's brandy. You made
with the peach cobbler.
Yeah, that was.
Where people mess up is when they like, take a little sip. It's done.
Okay, stop talking.
Do not compare this to E&J, though. That's disrespectful.
What's E&J?
Very disrespectful.
You said E&J. Why did I think of the personality trait?
Because you're too intelligent.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, we got to shoot a whole nother video.
I'm sorry.
You praying to say grace?
I had to bring, get ready.
I thought she was about to take it like a champ. And then
you got to exhale. Liz.
You did it for 3 seconds.
Yeah. You gotta
exhale
when you're
like, it's not the only one.
I gotta make it go down.
Right. It's shut up in your bones. I get it.
No, it'd be sitting right there in the top of your chest. It'd be right there.
It's so
you
much.
Thought you was gonna blow fire.
What did you think was gonna come out? Because
it helped release some of that heat. Yeah. It was out of the oven.
You don't sit here and drink no goddamn smooth wine and then chase it with brandy.
Well, like, you had me do it.
She backwards.
You man. Shouldn't do it either.
You should have said something.
She should have said, no, you be like, first of all, you don't tell me what I drank. I'm going to burn your esophagus.
You got a brandy chaser. Yeah. I need some water, wine, and I'm going to finish it off with brandy.
I need some. Like,
you need to go the other way around.
I need a Coke.
I want that in slow motion. Oh.
Marcus, that thing was going down like a pinball.
It did happen in slow motion.
She was going to hit like Denzel and Trainer.
And she was. You got a shot, Liz. You're going to look like Cleo and set it off. Day after day.
Yes.
Seems like I've learned something.
Why do y'all keep doing that? I can't believe we got something else to record.
Oh, my goodness. You guys.
We need to have Mukbang Mondays and do this on a separate thing.
Oh, no, a separate day. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We really didn't talk about much about that
school. The mukbang gonna be like 22% of the title is gonna be what we actually talk about.
Yeah. I mean, just be surprised. Whoa.
Hey.
The brandy's coming back.
I was like, that gotta be the Ciroc.
It's coming out the other way. I didn't even know that was happening. It was hot. Sorry.
It got you off guard.
I usually know it's coming.
I'm a slobber. Golly.
I can say stop.
Stop.
Oh, help me, Father.
Diddy. Sponsor us.
Yes.
We will drink this proudly, Diddy.
Yes, we
Everybody
will.
Everybody going on and know about your vodka. I'm about that brandy.
I didn't even know you had it till Marcus showed me. Did he listen to me, Kevin?
Listen to my playlist. The theater people aren't my people. Even though I am a theater person, they aren't my people. A lot of them don't have similar life experiences. So I only had, I definitely say I had genuine friendships with all of them. There was only one theater person there that had similar experiences to me, and that was Wendell. So he was the friend that, like, I stayed very close to graduating out of.
He was in your class?
He was the year ahead of me.
Oh, okay, got it.
Graduating out of, and so me and him, his friendship was close then, but it became closer once we came up to LA because we were both navigating it. Like, he's the one who helped me pick out the terrible apartment that me and Marcus lived in. Neither one of us noticed there was only one drawer in the kitchen.
The entire kitchen, one
drawer.
Drawer.
We got ready.
So wait, when Marcus got here, you already had the apartment?
Yes.
So yeah, Marcus noticed in 0.7 seconds.
Yeah, no, she was calling me. It was like, all right, I'm going apartment hunting and looking for this, and that. She was like, take pictures and just let me know about the place. She was like, yeah, I found one. Me and Wendy, we went and looked at it.
Because it was a price range, because I knew he was going to be culture shocked. Oh, wait. He had a house. We're not going to go through the whole story.
No, we want to know the whole story. We developing our friendship. I need to know the whole thing. What color socks did you have on when you started?
White. They're always white. Nothing better than a clean pair of white hands. No, so I was renting a house down the street from my parents, which parents live in a very nice neighborhood. The lady, luckily my dad.
Marcus, that's mm-hmm. his experience.
Their parents made bad decisions. And
that's true. That's 100% true.
You're wrong. You're about to say it. Hey,
right. Yours too.
Listen, Danny
say,
you can swap, ain't no swindle.
No, my parents knew the lady. This lady, she was going to work in Washington for like a year and a half. And she
D.C.
was,
State.
D.C. And she was looking for somebody to rent her house. And she couldn't find anybody that she trusted. So then my dad told her, like, hey, my son's looking for a place or whatever. She was like, okay, I'll just get him the house sick. Because first she gave me a price, and I'm like, I can't afford it.
Yeah.
She was like, what was you going to get your apartment for? Because I had already gotten approved for an apartment. She was like, that's what I charge. You just take care of my house.
What?
On the come up.
Oh, this helped to it make you hate LA.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
You still thinking about that?
It was in a cul-de-sac. I came in. I said, oh, you got some water damage. I fixed that for him. I was having parties. Daddy was like, don't be having no parties. I ain't got nothing to do with you. I got a contract with her.
Three bedroom, three bath, two car garage. Just
no backyard neighbor. It was a farm behind me.
You was living.
Yeah. It was a farm behind me. Horses would come up to the fence.
Really?
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh, no, I thought you said the price. That's why I was like.
Oh, no, when you hear the price, you'll die.
Apartment out here that we got was $1,200.
It was $1,200 for our two bedroom, two bath with a loft and roaches.
Yeah. And everybody that lived out here
roaches
came
come standard issue in LA, by the way.
Standard issue.
Roaches.
Everybody that came to their apartment that was so impressed that lived out here. Oh my God, I'm like, this is filthy. I was renting that house for $495 a month.
The fact that you moved here, you loved Angel.
Oh yeah, he did.
Because you came for almost three times.
Yeah.
Kev.
Two and a third.
I resent Angel. No, I wake up in the morning, I open my eyes, and I just smirk.
No, you don't, because he's sitting here doing this. This is listen, he knows the come up was the come up. Yeah. The one thing, we're leaving our kids here in Kentucky for this summer. The one thing
that almost fell through, y'all. I was so depressed yesterday.
It almost fell through.
It's still not fully solid. We got a babysitter today.
It's looking better than yesterday.
And we just got to get transportation. Hopefully, his mama can
take
him
there.
We can
get transportation.
But one thing that I know is going to be different is how they eat out here, because the way California food and Kentucky food, very different.
Yeah, my mama's cooking.
But wait a minute. What's going to be great is that since we don't have to cook for the kids, me and you can do HelloFresh. Yes.
Hey, man, y'all gonna kiss my bonk.
You want the SWAT? I saw the
thing, so I knew to be quiet.
When she touched my arm, I was like, I did it again.
I'm gonna tell you, this is the drawback of them being so smooth. It sounds like regular conversation. Yes. They talk about switching into stuff that makes it to what we're talking about.
I'm gonna just say no or word from our sponsor.
Marcus C looked off into the distance. He was like, I didn't get it.
Let me tell you about Kentucky food. No. My mother, the way, let me get this in right now.
My mama likes HelloFresh.
Listen, you wanna tell them about HelloFresh?
HelloFresh. She laughing too hard. HelloFresh.
Let me tell you. When your man wants to look sharp for an event, especially when your friends are celebrities and they get married and you don't want to be in pictures and look all sloppy, all right? Where you need to go, where you and your boo need to go is the black tux, all right? Now, not to get all parental, but it's time that we have the talk. You know, the one with the three-letter word that ends in X. Yeah, yeah. You'll probably experience it a few times in your lifetime. Now, I'm not talking about that one. Get your mind out the gutter. I'm talking about a tux. And when you need a tux, the best place to go is the Black Tux. The Black Tux makes it super easy to get an on-trend, top-quality, guaranteed-to-fit tux without ever leaving your house. Here's how it works. Take the Black Tux fit quiz. Pick the style you want to rock, and boom, your tux is delivered to your door in 10 days before the day you need it. That's plenty of time to try it on and make sure it wears you well, okay? And hey, if the fit isn't quite right, say hello to the Black Tux Fit Guarantee. Order a better size within a day or two of receiving the less than great fitting one, and they'll send you another one right away at no extra cost. And if you prefer an in-store experience, the Black Tux has showrooms across the country. Their expert fit specialists will help you find the perfect tux style or suit and make sure it fits just right. So my best friend, Brisha, she got married recently, and it was a black tie affair. But we don't have just tuxes sitting around the house, so we were able to pick out the style for Marcus. Actually, the tux that he ended up getting fit perfectly, but what made us feel great is that there's actually a showroom near us in Glendale, so we knew regardless we were going to be able to get a classy tux for him for this whole event without it, first of all, breaking our account or making us go through hell and high water to find one. The Black Tux made it possible. Rent or buy, the Black Tux is the perfect place to go when you need a tuxedo for a wedding or a special night. And right now, when you go to blacktux.com/TBTB and use code TBTB, you'll save 10%. That's TheBlackTux.com/TBTB. Code TBTB to save 10%. TheBlackTux.com/TBTB. Code TBTB. And then next up, we have our next sponsor. So these people's restaurant burnt down, all right? Then the daughter takes over the restaurant. She finds out that her mother may have set the restaurant on fire on purpose. She doesn't know who to trust. Should she trust her Uncle Sven? Should she trust her old high school flame Joe? And what about the company that's her major competition, right? Edwina, she's something like she got an attitude. She seems sneaky. And then they lost the mama's cat, Marshmallow. They trying to find Marshmallow. What am I talking about? I am talking about Trail Mix Game, and it's called Love and Pies. When I tell you the storyline has you up in there as you are trying to rebuild this cafe that burnt down to help this family out, it is so good because you know what? Mobile games are a fun way to pass time, especially when they have charming graphics, laid-back gameplay, and a full story of scandalous secrets. It's for the perfectly cozy game. You can download Love and Pies by Trail Mix Games for free. And it's a casual merge two game where you can build your very own cafe, combine ingredients, and uncover a story of drama and romance. I absolutely love this game. As someone who doesn't get a lot of downtime, when I just want to like relax and unwind and do something that doesn't stress me out, this is my go-to game. And like I said, it's free to download, so you can have an awesome time. And it's kind of like as you serve the customers, you're able to like really strategically figure out how am I going to get this customer this drink or how am I going to get this customer this pie. It's so much fun. Also, as you play and help out Amelia take over the cafe, you're able to restore it to its former glory. And you can decorate the cafe and the surrounding areas with beautiful designed items. Okay, so with Trail Mix Games, you are able to get a nice snackable game that nourishes the heart. They aim to create safe, empowering spaces for players of all ages. With each beautiful game they create, they're fostering a culture of trust, respect, and creativity. For a tasty mix of love and drama, download Love and Pies for free today. That's Love and Pies, free to download in the App Store or Google Play.
So having a tiny washing machine sucks when you have little kids. Having to go to the laundromat to wash like covers and stuff sucked. Everybody cooking, for whatever reason in this apartment complex, you know how LA is all garden style?
Yeah.
Everybody would be you cooking with the everybody. Window.
And it's so many different cultures.
So many different cultures.
Your nose is like, what?
Yeah. Man, it was like Armenian people, Mexican people, black fried chicken, hummus, tamales. Everybody was like, hey, 6 o'clock, let's cook.
Same time in the complex.
So as soon as you come up from the underground parking, you just smell food from all across the globe.
In addition, boys are loud, and we stayed. It was the first time we had neighbors in their life under us.
And they were not happy. Because they and Joe were still like, you want to run? Want to rip and run?
Let's bounce instead.
They used to be like.
Yes, they to us.
We're like kids.
So from there, you all moved to the house?
They moved to the house.
How long were y'all at the apartment?
1 year.
Oh, that was a quick transition.
1 year, yeah. We was like, I need something else. And also the thing that's so small but so annoying, carrying groceries from an underground parking thing upstairs or up the stairs.
Yes, God.
Every time you do it, you just be like, I need to be able to walk.
I'll leave these groceries in here until
Let them spoil.
Like, I will try
that
to
was the thing.
I will drive up these steps.
That was the thing that was like, I've never thought about it until you had to do it. Like, you just appreciate it. At our Washington house, driving was 12 paces to the front door. This was up the stairs, around the corner, all the way around.
You need your key to even do the walk.
And you need your key. No Instacart. You cannot have somebody bring it to you. Yeah. That's not happening.
So Instacart wasn't even a thing then.
Instacart wasn't even a thing. We moved to our first house in Reseda, and it was great. We had a pool.
I know. I was like, y'all set it out.
We didn't want the pool, but it just came with it. Them, Isaiah and Josiah, that first summer, they wore that pool out. They didn't even wear clothes. They would wear, Melissa got them like 4 or 5 pair of swim trunks. They'd wear a pair of swim trunks, put them in the dirty clothes, grab another pair of, that's all they wore for clothes.
Wow.
It's just swimming for a whole summer, all 3 months, they swam every day. After that, never swam again, unless their cousins were in town.
It's cold.
That house had every bug ever. I feel like somebody might have been murdered there.
The point you say, are we in the wilderness?
We had roaches. We had a beehive stuck inside of the house.
Probably like 3 summers in a row.
It was like, why are bees?
Y'all needed Fernando.
Fernando exterminated.
They used to come out and do whatever they were going to do, and the very next summer, it would be bad.
Bees would come out of the light fixtures.
We had a bird's nest inside of the, where you wash clothes and it comes out that pipe or whatever. The vent, I'm like, the pipe, whatever it is, the vent. It was a whole entire bird's nest there. It backed it all the way up.
We had to have the Terminex people come out. They was like, well, y'all got German roaches. These ones are hard to kill. It's going to take a long time.
When they come out and name the species of roaches, I'm like, just.
Because I'm like, we know we ain't dirty. Yeah. We just moved in and there was roaches. I'm like, bro, we ain't never had no roaches. And it was like, this house was uninhabited because it was cheap for a long time.
Cheap.
And we knew it was cheap because, you know, they can only raise the rent so much
per
lease thing. So we had been like, man, we're out of this house. We would go to look for a new place. And the rent would be $15,000 or $1,500 more, and the place would be smaller. So, like, was somebody murdered here?
You know, about 30, 45 days, whatever, they'd be like, are you going to move here? Are you going to stay? Are you going to move? And I would be like, we moving. This our official notice. We finna be up out of here. It'd be 15 days before. Can I rescind?
Actually, I'm back. Backtrack.
Doggone bathroom. Angel and Marcus. Peach tub.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely a very valley type of thing.
Peach and white marble.
Peach and mint green. That's the two colors.
Oh, it was the worst.
It was mint green on the other side.
It was mint green on the other side. It would not drain right ever.
No. Yeah.
In the history of ever, it just, we called them people, I don't even know how many times, could not get it to drain right. Then the tub starts seeping. There's a hole in the wall. It was just like,
So people would come out telling us that they was fixing it, but they were making it worse.
No.
So by the end of it, there was a hole, a huge hole
in the by the tub on the wall. There was just a hole. And every time they would be like, so what happens is the floor, right, is like this. And so it comes out. And I'm like, but if I've been here for 6 years, haven't the floor always been like that? So why did it just start leaking?
Right. Here's what would happen. This is why me and Melissa were like, y'all trying to drive us crazy. The bathroom floor, when you take a shower, the bathroom floor would be dry. The carpet on the outside into the master floor would be soaking wet, right?
No!
So what was happening is there was a leak through the tub. It's draining on the outside of the tub and pulling under the carpet. So when they would come in, they'd be like, oh, you're leaving your shower head up. We're this like, way, and Negro!
Inside of the inside of the bathroom and then seeping the, out to the room.
That's the drain gasket that was leaking.
It was and I ain't handy, so I couldn't tell them.
That's why there was a hole there, because they staying back there trying to find out what was going on.
Then Melissa was just like, I'm still going to be taking a shower here. I'm just not going to do anything else. So we have a hole in the bathroom for like the last year. Covered up with thick garbage bags.
I just can't. This is so hard to believe because y'all are so luxe. The both of you.
That's why when we left, I'm not going back to that.
That's why it's on overdrive right now.
Because we stayed in that house probably 3 years longer than we had to.
How long were y'all there?
Six years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why they in Lux Overdrive.
And the house was falling apart from the first
24 karat toilets is what I piss in.
That's it.
And the poop gets a different toilet.
When we moved out, we went back to clean it. Some homeless people were squatting there.
They were.
There was tampons in the bathroom.
They stole the garage.
Cigarettes. Opener. They stole the garage opener. It probably was Angel and them looking at how Angel looked at the code. Uh-huh. They came and got the code. And was like, ain't nobody, because we had left for like 3 months left on the lease. Because we were buying our house. They was in there like, oh, this is fantastic. Living there, leaving clothes, food bag. It was like, somebody done came and lived in the home?
It looked like I'm like, was that the house we looked at? It was the house before we bought our first house. There was the house we looked at. We were like, all right, we can do this. We can get it fumigated. I mean, there were roaches.
Right. Skateboard like, roaches. That's what I call them.
No,
you
for real.
Put your foot on it.
We in the house.
And you can hear them go.
We were in the house. You could hear.
Like, that was another thing of this house. So, at night, creatures in the night would run across the roof.
That's some squirrels.
Ain't no, I figured it was squirrels later. But it took about a year.
No, it takes a while to figure out. Like,
I said, a man is here.
Chupacabra.
Boom, 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 boom. 2 o'clock in the morning. What is squirrels doing out at night? Coming in late from the juke joint.
That house that we thought about getting, I was like, I can't believe we considered it. Because we was like, we just have to rip out all the carpet. It looked like they had been fighting pit bulls.
Y'all like a good like project.
Not no more. We don't want
nah,
it.
Not no more.
It's what be it in our
like
price
they,
range.
It looked like they were cockfighting.
Oh, absolutely.
Roosters and pit bulls.
They
all
were
that.
Definitely
it would look like murder
something
scenes.
That
like,
was bleeding.
Oh, no. This
and
is,
it bled on the wall.
This is where the mafia slaughters bodies. They just don't put down plastic.
And then you would come into a room, you would see the dead roaches. I almost can deal better with a live roach. With a dead roach, I'm like, who
killed it? What killed it?
And why didn't you take it out?
Let me tell y'all what else we have.
Usually if you kill a roach, if you're not a human, you eat it.
Right.
Nothing eats roaches.
Something about our house in that neighborhood, it was cat fights. Cats would meet up in our backyard and square
That's what they did.
What are y'all meeting here for the fight club?
The most wicked sounds.
Meet me at the Fredericks. It's on.
Y'all know what's up?
Dude.
Pull up the receiver. It's going 2 o'clock in the morning. See me in there in Kevin and backyard.
We were literally here.
Bring down.
Dude, we would literally walk out.
Bro, it was wild.
Dude, it would be these massive balls of cat fur, just like tumbleweed, going like, yeah, that was
a battle. We had a cinder block on one side, and they would literally balance and fight on that cinder block.
Of cinder block wall.
I was like, oh, going crazy. He getting up to death.
I think they did it on purpose. I'm like, they trying to knock one of the other cats down into the pit with our dog.
Right.
Oh. I'm pretty sure that's the
fight to the death.
Yeah, for real. Like,
I'll kill you.
Meet us on the block wall after we meet at the Frederick. We gonna come on.
We did have a lemon tree
it
back there.
It was tear fighting.
Oh, we had a bunch of
trees. We had a lemon tree back there.
Hysterical. We had
then
a
eventually
tree.
We had a whole bunch of cats just in our backyard walking through. We didn't find out until we moved that one of the neighbors was putting cat food around the corner, and they was like, man, I ain't gonna walk around. You come through Kevin that way.
Come through that backyard. Go right out the over the top of the fence. Go fool on you right out the back.
We had a peach tree in the front yard. Ah! The peaches were delicious.
They were tiny, but they were however, so juicy.
The squirrels kept getting to them.
They would get to them before we could get to any peaches.
It turned this chick into a mad woman. This is Angel, literally. Opening the door. You get out of that tree, squirrel! Yelling at the squirrels.
Because
like
I was watching
literally
dishes,
yelling at the top of her, like, Angel.
I could see them. We
live in a cul-de-sac. Everybody
same
heard
squirrel
me.
At the end of that when you're hard. Talking to
yes.
Squirrel! I was like, what?
I saw them from doing? The window. It really pissed me off once I finally got a peach and I tasted how good they were. I said, oh, these squirrels been eating the peaches?
The squirrels are assholes because they would leave the nut.
They would leave the nut on
the
little thing.
On
they were
the
taunting
thing.
Y'all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because he literally saw me when I got, I was like, you, I yelled at it and it looked at me. Like, what are you?
Get
are
out
you,
of that tree,
I had to
squirrel.
Take some steps toward it.
Never
and then it ran up.
Forget that.
He was like, Angel, move. Get out of there.
She said, why don't you shoot him? Angel, I will go
I'm
to prison.
I'm always ready. Like, get your gun. Shoot him.
Shoot a squirrel with a 9mm?
No, yeah, sure. I remember.
But the, yes.
Rats. Now, we never had rats in our house.
No.
And we never had mice in our house because I would have burnt it down.
But our dog was king.
We had rats in the backyard.
Of killing rats.
And one time he thought.
I got home. My neighbor called me. He's like, hey, because he had a pellet gun. He'd be like, hey, I shot a rat. It was running off the thing. He said, I heard some rustling back there. I think your dog may have got it. I'm giving you a call because I don't want him to eat it. I'm like, he ain't going to eat it.
Your dog was like, little do you know.
So I got home and he had this rope that we used to play tug of war with. And I got home, I'm looking for the rat. I'm like, okay, clearly the rat got away, but everything is knocked over because you could see where he was chasing.
Yeah.
Yard furniture moved all over the place. Dumpsters was knocked over, moved. Yeah. Like the rat was gone. Like he couldn't get it. So like normal, he goes, gets his rope. He throws it up. I'm going to pick it up. That's the rat.
The rat up
he
in
literally
the air.
Ran to me and like threw it up like catch, and I was almost caught in the mid-air and I went down. I was like,
I would have divorced him. And he came in and said, I caught the rat. So
look, here's the rat. And the rat was just and look, the rat was just like
Kentucky,
the rat. The rat was his mouth open. He'd been mauled up and played with for I don't know how many hours. I was like, if I picked this rat up, I'd have got him put to sleep. But he I think he was like six rats he ended up killing.
Oh,
he's a serial
killer.
Oh, he was
you guys have had dogs your whole marriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got more to tell y'all about. Don't go nowhere. We're not going to jump back into the favorite of episodes because I got to tell y'all about Care Of. Okay, Care Of is a subscription service that ships high-quality personalized vitamin supplements and powders conveniently to your door every month. Care Of wants you to to give yourself some love and help you feel more balanced, confident, and energetic by letting them do the heavy lifting for sustainable vitamin routines. And each shipment comes with a customized pamphlet showing you exactly what's in your individual daily packets and why it was recommended specifically for you and your health goals. So I personally definitely like Care Of. One of the reasons why is that for me, I don't feel like supplements are one size fits all. I feel like you should be able to find out where you are in your health currently and where you want to go before you begin taking any type of supplement. And Care Of really, really takes that into mind. So I know that what I'm getting is not going to be the same thing that Melissa gets or that Kevin gets or that Marcus gets. It's going to be what I need. Also, the fact that they give you individualized packets, it makes it easy for you to take the stuff on the go versus having a huge bottle of supplements in your purse. You're able to just grab the vitamins that you need, put them in your purse, and skedaddle. So this is what I personally recommend. I recommend that you go on ahead, jump on to over to Care Of, okay, take their online quiz, and have them help you find what you should be taking, all right? So for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code TBTB50. Again, go to, for 50% off your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com and enter code TBTB50. You won't regret it.
takecareof.com, code TBTB50.
You was on that last episode and this episode.
The top of this episode.
And this episode. Oh, I don't know what people
think. This is my favorite thing.
Hard. It's maybe it's just hard for them. So easy for us. Oh, I don't know what we could go through. Little did we know. You can come off a single. Little did we know. Nothing even happened to you personally. First of all, don't call your dog a child.
That's where I want to start.
Period.
And I love the dog.
I got a whole rant.
The dog is great. Children and dog.
Not the same
at all.
Okay,
nowhere near.
And I thought she was playing at first when she was like, "Don't call him." And then when she was talking about the story, you like, "You let my child get bit. You ain't got no baby."
No, she literally said that in the literally. When they were arguing. It's now I feel like a bad parent because I put my child in danger.
You ain't a parent.
You are a parent.
A parent.
P A W.
You stupid.
Because dogs have paws.
Don't explain it.
I didn't get it, Kev. I didn't get it.
Thing. This is one's very clever. Parent. But anyway, so when that man, first of all, Alyssa said this, and I didn't think this until she said it, but I agreed after she told me. She was like, he didn't trust his dog because he never really let go of his dog.
He never took that dog off the leash.
He knew
it is old and on his last leg.
He was
98 in human years.
That dog looked like Christopher Walken.
You know that dog is old because dogs can sense the energy of other dogs. They don't have to actually get into an altercation to know. Yeah. You don't really fuck with me like
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Newton was like, what is this over here?
Oh. Newton had a walker. He said, hey, buddy, ho! Oh. Oh. 5 minutes later, he was still yelling.
Marcus, angel, like, Melissa, I'm an evil person. Because when she was talking about that dog and they cut to it, his eye was closed.
after he got back from the vet and I was sweatshirt.
I made a sound.
Noodle got punched all in the eyes.
In the arms of an angel.
Oh, definitely ASP. Being a pet owner whose dog was viciously attacked by a coyote.
Literally, by a coyote. Yeah. A wild animal.
I just can let you know now that I would let Lottie get attacked 30 million times if it was between her getting attacked or one of my children being attacked by anything. I'd be like, Lottie, it's your turn to go back out there. The lions are out there ready to rip you to shreds. Like,
little Yodi, stay away from my babies.
Come on. I'm not saying that she didn't have a right to be upset
absolutely.
That it happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not saying that, like, she didn't have a right to be a little pissed off at him for being overly confident that it was time for them.
He lied.
Like,
he not only did he lie,
he misrepresented.
He was like, she has never, I am.
And then when he was way past the cow, she'd have been in a bunch of fights. She's in a gang. She's a crip.
She's been blooded in.
Right. She murked a bunch of people. She's done a bark by.
He knew the moment. And Poe, Vacation Brains, I can't think of her name. She is, go. I'm about to say Lottie. Go, Newton, whatever his name is. Go, have fun. Go play. And he was holding on that dog like this. Just. You know,
the funniest part of this thing, and it's not funny, but he was funny. He was after his dog bit their dog. He like he wouldn't even.
He said nothing happened.
Then the dog's eye bleed. It was a little eye blood.
Eye blood.
He was smirking a little bit. He was laughing a little bit.
Yeah, he gonna put her in the bad dog.
This ain't even the dog. It's they introduced them dogs wrong.
Horribly.
You don't bring a dog into another dog space. When Danny brought her dog over, I took both dogs on. First, I had to let her dog know that I was in charge, and I took both dogs together on a walk.
Listen here, you're black.
No, I just walked him and make sure I took lead.
Like, yeah.
Those dogs are very loyal, so I understood him wanting to be with her. Anyway, took them, walked them both down the street, let them sit beside each other, made sure everything was good, walked them back, made sure I stayed in front. They just let the dogs in space. Like, that was their fault.
Second part is,
this is one reason I say it all the time. I like dogs, I hate dog people. For this reason.
She's one of them.
When they always, and she's a perfect example, when they talk about this is not a dog, it's my baby, one day you plan to bury that dog. That dog is going to die before you.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lifespan of, at the most, probably about 15, 16 years, depending on the breed. The dog is going to die. You're going to get over. You're going to get another goddamn dog. Right. Your children are supposed to bury you.
Yes.
Okay? Stop with this crap talking about that's your baby. It's kind of like a real baby. It ain't. It's no. Furry. It has a limited lifespan.
No, let it be a real baby. And you get go to the hospital. Have the dog drive and pick you
exactly.
up. Pick up some medicine.
Absolutely.
Have the dog change your diaper. No, no. That's your child. Yeah. Don't have no kids. Have that dog go and give you a grandbaby that can pick you up.
I understand. I get emotionally attached to the animals, too. My dog died. I had to get him put to sleep. He got old. I was in that parking lot for about an hour, snotting and crying into my mask.
That's going to be me.
Broke down.
I love to see my
the next hour, I was at home drinking bourbon.
Cry like, bullets.
Old-fashioned. That grief didn't last past the day. Some people mourn for years over. That means you ain't experienced nothing tragic in your life for real.
Mm-hmm.
Because them animals got a very short, like, get over it. Stop doing this crap. All right? Little Nugget, whatever his name is, he good. He's laying on the lap, looking around, blinking with half one eye closed. He's good. He don't care. He would do the same thing. He would walk right by that dog again.
Little Nugget, what? We are the most disrespectful Married at First Sight Reviewer podcast.
No,
this season, we don't care about Nugget.
Nugget is old. No, Nugget is 98.
Nugget got about four more episodes.
Nugget was Benjamin.
He's going to be in the after party in the sky.
Oh, Nugget got handed down from Benjamin Franklin's bloodline. Like,
not funny.
That boy is old.
The after party Nugget. In the sky is hilarious.
Nugget, I mean, shit. Newton is very old. He is so old.
I'm calling the dog Nugget. Like, that's his name. Mark is the
dog. I'm sorry. What else is dog? It burns me up, man.
Somebody in the comments brought up, and I cannot forget to bring this up, that Justin tried to be like, the other fights that Mia had been in.
That was, the
dogs, no, the dogs provoked it. Like, the dogs was like, you big ass.
Yeah.
Your daddy's a too. Oh, tall ass. A family.
Yeah, and your mama.
Hold up. Tree was tree weak, they said.
He was acting just like a parent of a bad kid.
And yes, a badass child. It's, you know what? Yeah, they don't understand.
He has
triggers, and they provoke those triggers. We told them.
This is why I'm like, take your parents and your dog. If somebody's going to kill one, which one are you picking to die? Right. That's how you know if your dog is a dog or a child.
They gonna be in the after party in the sky. Like,
I'll give this dog away for you. Hold up.
And then,
but then he backpedaled.
He was like, "That's not gonna be an easy decision."
What do you
to make?
Mean it's not gonna be? Oh, she so he said, can't pick his dog over you, but you can pick your dog over him.
She said the decision has been made.
They said the same thing. I'm so confused.
I'm like, Nugget's days are numbered. Like, he got maybe a couple more weeks.
He's gonna be in the after party in the sky.
Give him 6 months. Maya's still good and young. She got
Nugget
some years in her.
Nugget ain't making it to decision day.
Maya went to jail.
Before decision day, Nugget might be out of here.
The decision has been made.
He's
gonna
be in judgment day.
Yes, that's exactly where poor Nugget is old.
Why are you gonna train him? Shoebox out and bury him because he ain't gonna make it.
Nugget is old.
She took that dog to training. It was outside.
That was the guy was straight out.
Oh, that was that.
No, that was one of the facilities.
But
like red line dogs.
Yeah,
like,
she was in lockup.
That was lockup.
But Nugget got a rap sheet. Not Nugget. Mia got a rap sheet.
Maya.
Mia X.
That's what it is.
Mia X and Nugget.
Yes. They going to do a confessional.
Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out. You only do 2 smoking. Days anyway. But the day you go in and the day you come out. Free the real.
And this is how into dogs I am. When I noticed the dog, Mia X's energy, when he took her into the site, how she wasn't acting aggressive
she
towards
wasn't.
The other dogs.
Oh,
that lets
God.
Me know they put them dogs in a bad situation.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Like, she wasn't like, the hair on the back revving up. She wasn't looking at another. She wasn't paying no attention.
She wasn't. She's been in jail before.
Justin is a terrible owner.
Yes, he is.
That's all that there is to it. Justin is a.
She probably one of the people that put her dog in a stroller.
Daddy's dog attacked Alotti. I was just like, oh, well.
over a lamb bone. That's what dogs do.
Oh, well.
That's my bone.
Monty's snarling at me. When I try to move
Monty is a white child.
Yes, he is.
I hate you, Dad. Then he takes shits while you're looking at him. Right on your carpet.
Monty be snarling at you.
He's throwing at Kev.
That's a problem.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, yes.
I'm going to take him on Dr. Phil.
Because you.
He said Dr. Phil.
You take him to a. I told Tell you, I say it all the time. Monty does not respect you, Kev.
You don't think so?
He definitely don't if he snarled at you. That was his food.
Yes, he does.
He smokes in the house, Justin.
Monty is white, though.
He's going to have another dog, a female dog in there. That you're gonna be like,
in your bed.
In.
Shut up, Kevin.
Yeah, close the door.
Stop calling me that. Start building better habits for healthier and long-term results. Sign up for your trial today at noom.com. Sign. All right. Start building better habits. Okay. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/. Hold on. Start building better habits. Hold on. Is this live? It's live? Okay. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at noom.com/TBTV. Okay. That's noom.com/TBTV. TBTV. That was the ad. All right.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.